Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm here at whitehouse.gov, and we are going to look at some of the executive orders that President Trump has signed on his very first day. There are dozens and dozens, and I'm only going to highlight a couple in this broadcast, but I will be doing a deep dive on others going forward, especially those that I feel are going to have the greatest impact on our lives. So here we go, thewhitehouse.gov. And what you can do is click on news, and that's going to take you to the executive orders. And these executive orders are being published very, very quickly. So you can click through if you want to read more. Restoring names that honor American greatness. You've probably heard that Trump promised before he was inaugurated that he was going to name the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Well, this is one of what he's calling the presidential actions. And stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast or near the end, I'm going to talk about executive orders. What are they? And are they even constitutional? But here is what Trump intends to do. So he, number one, says that he wants to rename Mount McKinley. It currently has been called Denali. Let me know if you've ever been to this region. I've never been to Alaska. I understand that there is some controversy with this name. So what Trump states, and we'll go back and take a look at the executive order, he says that President William McKinley, the 25th president of the United States, heroically led our nation to victory in the Spanish-American War. Under his leadership, the United States enjoyed rapid economic growth and prosperity, including an expansion of territorial gains for the nation. That means, of course, going into Alaska. And in 1917, the country officially honored President McKinley through the naming of North America's highest peak. Yet, after nearly a century, President Obama's administration in 2015 stripped the McKinley name from the federal nomenclature, an affront to President McKinley's life, his achievements, and his sacrifice. So this executive order restores the name to Mount McKinley, although the region will still be called Denali National Park and Preserve. I did some quick digging here, and there is this name controversy that has been going on for some time. It started before the establishment of the park. There were two fellows, Charles Sheldon and Belmore Brown, who were the strongest advocates for the formation of the park. And this was well over 100 years ago. And here it says that hunter naturalist Charles Sheldon made an appeal to the Alaska Engineering Commission regarding the naming of the park and its crown jewel. And he wrote, "I hope that in the bill you will call it Mount Denali National Park so that the true old Indian name of Mount Denali, meaning the Great One, will thus be preserved." So that was news to me. As I say, I've never been to that area, but this is one of the items in Trump's executive order. The next one is also quite controversial, and this is about the Gulf of America. So Trump wants to rename this, actually, the Gulf of Mexico, and he wants to rename it the Gulf of America. And he cites here this legal authority, 43 U.S. Code 364 through 364F. And I did a quick view here. 43 U.S. Code 364 has to do with uniformity in the geographic nomenclature. And it basically says that the Secretary of the Interior shall provide for uniformity in geographic nomenclature. Now, I did a bit more research to find out if Trump can actually change the name of the Gulf of Mexico. The takeaway that I got was that he can do that, but the other countries don't have to go along. So there's something called the International Hydrographic Organization, of which both the United States and Mexico are members. And this organization works to ensure that all the world's seas, oceans, and navigable waters are surveyed and charted uniformly, and also the names of them. So here is the Gulf of Mexico, and soon to be known as the Gulf of America. What say you? Let's go back here to the whitehouse.gov. I'm clicking under the news page. This is where you can find all of the executive orders as of January 20th, 2025. Now, I thought this was very interesting that when you click through to reforming the federal hiring process and restoring merit to government service, this basically is going to be eliminating the diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And my understanding is there is another executive order related to that as well. Here it is, ending radical and wasteful government DEI programs and preferences, defending women from gender ideology extremism, and restoring biological truth to the federal government. I think this is going to be quite controversial, which is strange because it's not controversial in God's eyes. And you can read this in detail, but the purpose here is to state that across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women. This is wrong. Now, I know many people, including myself, will be applauding this executive order, and the definitions, strange though it may be, we need definitions for what men and women and female and male mean, but here it is in his executive order. Let's go on. Here is the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, I am a little concerned about this, and I have done videos on this in the past. I will probably link that video for you at the end of this one. It's a little bit out of date because Vivek has resigned from being a part of this DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. And by the way, it is a little troubling because, and this Dogecoin doesn't seem to be doing too well today, and it is a cryptocurrency created by software engineers Billy Marcus and Jackson Palmer, who decided to create a payment system as a joke, making fun of the wild speculation in cryptocurrencies. Now, speaking about cryptocurrencies and digital dollars and so forth will be a video for another day, but I just feel that it's rather mocking of this is a government, a new government agency being called DOGE. It's also seems like it's kind of, the name is sort of a joke. And I spoke about that in my previous video. So the interesting thing about this is it has to do with basically eliminating government jobs. You may be in favor of that, but think about it. It is going to increase AI in the government. When you dig a little deeper, and I can do an entire video dedicated to this. The purpose of this video was to give an overview of some of the executive orders, but this is going to be a temporary organization, the DOGE, and there will be teams that are going to be hired or assigned within 30 days of the date of this order, meaning, first of all, more people are going to be hired in the federal government, but then they're going to determine how to modernize federal technology and software to maximize efficiency and productivity. When I do a deep dive on this, you're going to see that it's not just about eliminating government waste. It is about really magnifying, augmenting, and increasing AI in the government. I don't like the phrase AI. Intelligence cannot be artificial or automated or made by machines. And I certainly am not in favor of expanding that aspect of the federal government. I've spoken to people who work for the federal government. I actually spoke to somebody at the FDA. I spoke to somebody in the CDC. I don't want to have to speak to robots going forward. Let's take a look at another one of these, shall we? In fact, what I'm going to do is click through. You can see there are five pages. We've got so many of these executive orders, or as the president is calling it, presidential actions. And what I wanted to talk about is whether or not these are even legal. The Supreme Court has held that all executive orders from the President of the United States must be supported by the Constitution, whether from a clause granting specific power or by Congress delegating such to the executive branch. So that means that these executive orders can be challenged. And there is a lawsuit already going up against the Department of Government Efficiency. I can cover that in another video, but there is nothing explicitly stated in the Constitution that gives the president authority to issue these executive orders. The president has no authority to make law. Now, there might be some legislation that is introduced. For example, this one about restoring names for the, here we go, for the Gulf of America. That may be introduced into the Congress so that the legislative branch would pass a law using their authority to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Executive orders should only be used to direct individuals within the executive branch of government to carry out laws that already exist. I am not a fan of legislation through these executive orders, and I am going to be keeping an eagle eye on future presidential actions. All right, friends, thank you for being on board. Always over at peggyhall.substack.com. And I look forward to seeing you in the very next video.